we're meeting candidates in Barker and Mayo on SA Today in the lead up to the federal election this month. This morning, we're meeting Mark Brace as Labor candidate for Barker. The Millicent local runs a mediation firm. He's previously worked as a lawyer and mayor, and he joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you.
So what's motivated you to run in this year's election?
Well, million-dollar question from a lot of people, because I've just come off the back of the MacKillop state election.
Yeah.
I'm a long-term member of the Labor Party. I've come to nominating a bit later in life. I'm 64, so I've got a few years under the belt. Historically, I've spent public life really in local government, 11 years in local government, water rates council, including 4 years as the mayor. Initially, my interest in running for the state was motivated very much by the excitement around our Premier, Peter Malinauskas, and I saw Peter down in Mount Gambier with the opposition front bench in late October. And I've been a long-term member and thought, well, maybe it's time I put my hand up. So I did that, and it's been put to me, Jenny, that I'm match fit. I got through the state campaign, so why not just trundle on to the federal one? So I'm happy to put my name forward and happy to get out there and push the Labor agenda.
Great. So what are some of those major issues that you're really keen to see change on?
Well, a big one for certainly Murray Bridge, where I was yesterday, and then up into the Riverland, is the Murray-Darling Basin Plan and the fact that the state's been dudded. The state hasn't received its full entitlement, and it's really clear to me that you can't trust a coalition government, if re-elected, to deliver on the plan. And unfortunately, I think that a vote for a Liberal in Barker doesn't mean a Liberal is going to have power and control over water policy. That's clearly been driven and controlled by the National Party. And I think that's evident even through interviews on Sky News a few weeks ago, where we had Minister Littleproud saying basically the plan was over, there's nothing more to be done, and Senator Rushton committing to it. So that's a big one for me. Front of mind for a lot of people right now in Millicent, Mount Gambier, where I've met a lot of people over the last couple of weeks, and then yesterday in Murray Bridge is cost of living. That's a real concern. And I think for me, there's a sense of concern and anxiety, which is understandable coming off the COVID and the pressures that's put on everybody. So I think people are anxious, and I think they're looking for some hope and a future. And I think an Albanese Labor government will provide that.
Tell us about Labor's $300 million election promise to boost housing affordability.
Yeah, so that's been announced within the last couple of days and was a centrepiece of the launch by ABO last night. And that's really about trying to provide an opportunity for more people to get into the market and by elected Albanese government being able to stump up to 40% of the cost. And it's not just for people who might be buying a home for the first term time, as I understand it. It's a policy that's open to anybody. And that's really about trying to address that affordability issue, which is in the face of rates which seem like they're going to go up over time, and we'll probably find out about that today, I think, from memory, make it easier for people to get into the market. Owning a home, buying a home, it's always been something front of mind for Australians, and I think it's important that governments have policies in place which make that a real opportunity for people. So that'll give hope for more people to be able to get into a home. So I think that for me, why did I run? Well, I ran because I think it's important that in all electorates, no matter how close they might be, possibly an election day, or how settled they are in terms of who tends to be returned, I think it's important for people to be able to go to an election having a real choice, and that's for the Labor Albanese government provides.
Labor candidate for Barker, Mark Brace, is with me. Barker's a huge area, something the sitting member Tony Passon tackles with by, you know, he travels a lot. He bases himself in Murray Bridge, and also he goes through the Riverland and Mount Gambier. How do you think you'd best serve the interests of, say, the Murraylands while you're living over in Millicent?
Well, I think that, like Tony, it would involve a real commitment in travelling. I understand he runs an office out of Murray Bridge and Mount Gambier, and I think it's just a matter of you need to get out there. You need to be able to provide access to people to you. And, yeah, you're right. It's a massive electorate. And it's just a response to the reality of the populations needing to be, the population size of seats needing to be the same, and the populations have grown a lot more in other states, and unfortunately the number of seats we have has been reduced, and so you get this massive seat like Barker. So I think it's a particular challenge for anybody who's elected to represent the people of Barker. It means you've got to travel and you just got to get out there. There's no easy answers to it. And there's nothing like people talking to someone face-to-face. I understand that. And no doubt anyone who's elected to the federal parliament has a lot of people to talk to and help and assist with what issues might be confronting them in their daily life. So, yeah, it is an issue, but you've just got to deal with it.
Mm. And there are concerns about how we'll get back on track with the budget following a massive blowout during the pandemic with the coalition government. How does Labor propose to pay for its policies?
Well, they're fully costed, as I understand it, over the forward estimates. It's a question of time, I think. Clearly, it's pretty clear to me that there was waste during the pandemic and the budget response. There's a lot of money that end up going to corporations who didn't need it. That's really unfortunate. And it's unfortunate there doesn't seem to be any issue or interest that the coalition government have on retrieving money like that. And yet they're happy historically to try and retrieve money from people who they allege were overpaid Centrelink benefits. So the robo debt issue is a crisis. And for me, really honestly, at a time of great pressure on people, I think there's a stark difference here between the coalition and Labor. And for me, the people we need to look after are those who are really struggling. And the other big issue is we need to continue to become productive in the economy, and we need people to be able to be attracted to well-paying jobs. And the minimum wage is just not enough. And a bit off track, and it's not answering your question directly, but one of the things that really galled me during the response was, understandably, we needed to provide assistance to a lot of people who otherwise may not have had money. So base payments went up, and that helped us get through the crisis because that kept the economy going. But where are those people now? Those supports were taken away. I think we need to raise support for the people at the low end of the scale. That helped us during the pandemic, and Labor's always going to, in my view, better look after people at the bottom end. That's who I'm mostly concerned about, and it's always the poor who suffer the most. So I hope that an elected Labor government will address those issues. We do need to make sure that everyone has hope. So I think this is a really important election, and I think for me, the Labor government's going to be able to make sure that people have that equitable access to all sorts of health and income support. And we need to look after each other. That's what I'm about, and that's what Labor's about.
And you're a business owner as well. So how do you think that, and that's something that, you know, I think a lot of people running businesses, they look to the Liberal Party when they're voting. What are your thoughts about the way Labor supports businesses?
Well, I think this... this election provides an opportunity for people to look really closely at the policies. Small business is the backbone of our economy. It's a huge employer. I run a small business, it's just me, but I've run my own legal practice in the past. So I know what it's like to have the pressures of meeting the bills and paying the wages, and they've got to be supported. So it's not a one-trick pony. I think, you know, Labor historically has opened up the economy, tried to make people as competitive as they can be, as prosperous as they can be. So, you know, Labor's committed to that. I just ask people to pause, have a good long, hard look at what the policies of the parties are, and encourage people to cast their vote in favour of an Albanese Labor government.
Thanks so much for your time today, Mark.
No worries. Thank you.